Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey everybody, welcome to a very special Rated G Radio tonight. We normally have Rebecca on once a month, and you're saying, well, but Garrett, it's the first part of July. Of course, it's time for Rebecca to be back on, except Rebecca usually comes on about the third Wednesday of the month, and our show with her a couple of weeks ago was so popular, we had so many people lined up out the door that we weren't able to get to everybody, and I begged and pleaded with Rebecca, and I said, you know, would you please come back on the show, because everybody wants to talk to you and ask more questions. And so if you can hear the dogs barking in the background, here's a little sneak surprise for everybody. Not that it matters where you're listening in Radio Land, but it's a real treat here. Rebecca's actually in studio. She's actually in the next room, so we don't have feedback just because of the way the microphones and that type are set up. So she's actually here with me in the next room, and my dogs are going absolutely nuts because they haven't seen her in 100 years, and they are very excited to have her here. So Rebecca will be joining us in just a real quick moment. I want to do a real quick reminder to everybody that if you haven't listened to the other shows this week or you don't know what's coming up for the rest of this week, to make sure to tune in. We had Rob Watson talking the Supreme Court ruling on Tuesday's show. We had Mr. Bruce Hart talking about his brand new movie Open, which he's going to be doing an Indiegogo campaign for. Probably next week you can take a look for that. He's a working actor, independent movie producer, and all-around great guy. He was on our show last night. Of course, Rebecca's tonight. We're going to get to your calls and all of that fun stuff in just a couple of moments. But the real treat for the week will be tomorrow's 4th of July show on Friday the 3rd. We've got DJ David B. from Minneapolis, St. Paul. He's given me two fantastic hours of, well, dance music that is going to get your holiday weekend started off in a crazy, crazy way that you are going to love to play. You're going to love to listen live and love to share with your friends. So if you haven't tuned in to a holiday show before, I'm going to highly encourage your listenership in the next day or two, just simply because you're going to have some great jams to hang out and barbecue with. But without further ado, Rebecca, how are you?
I'm doing great. and I don't know if you have a minute that you can peek around the corner, but I have three dogs on one side and the other on the other side, and Tricky is, I think, hanging out at the door, but otherwise I have all the dogs with me in my lap.
Yeah, of course. You know, they said, well, you know, we want to hang out, and there we go. So what's been going on in your world since we last saw you? I mean, I know, but, you know, the listeners don't know, so tell us all the cool things that are happening.
Well, you know, the main thing right now is that I'm getting to hang out with my friend here in Southern California, which is a huge treat. My son and I have been hanging out down here for a few days and catching up with friends and taking just a little bit of a break, because you know how when you're on vacation but you stay home, the difficulty with that is that you always see all the things that you haven't done that you want to get to. So you end up basically making it a working vacation. So I decided not to do that. So we got out of town and came down here. So we're hanging out at the beach and just having a great time. I think that I mentioned last time something really exciting, and that is that sometime before the end of the year, there is a book that is being published called Top 50 Psychics. And thank goodness I was referred to the wonderful author, Jennifer Diamond, who spoke to me and decided I needed to be in this book. And so I'm really excited to be making myself more and more available to people and to be of service to them. So that's really cool. I will be back in my office in San Carlos finally, coming up in, let's see here, about 10 days. And so I'm excited to be doing that and, you know, just getting a lot of people lined up for phone sessions. And I'm just grateful to all of you who are giving me the opportunity to do work that I love and to be of service. And I'm just really enjoying myself right now. I feel like the energy is just lit and exciting, and I just can't wait to keep doing what I'm doing and keep going. So, and thank you, Brett.
One of the things that I wanted to make sure that we talk about just briefly, because I know we got a ton of people waiting to talk to you, so we'll get to the calls in just a real quick moment. But one of the things that I really thought was super, super cool that you have done recently, and I bring this up only because I got to be in attendance, even though I was kind of stealth about it, is that you did, if we call it a house party, that's probably not the right thing to say, but you did a house party over the weekend down here in Southern California with about 25 different people. And in a group setting, it was very much like your Bogart's Coffee House setting that I've seen firsthand before, but in just a completely different type of energy. And I was just really kind of blown away by the dynamic of the variety of the people that were there, but how engaged they were with what you were doing. Can you talk a little bit real quick about some of the new types of events that you're going to be hosting as well?
Thanks, Garrett. And yes, you were stealth for sure. So for those listeners out there who follow Garrett, he came to this event and actually kind of hid around the corner out of sight from me. So I basically completed the event. I'd been there for probably 3.5 hours before he actually peeked around the corner and let me know that he was there. So the hostess and Garrett basically were in cahoots to keep this from me, to surprise me, and it was an amazing surprise. But anyway, the group readings are one of my very, very favorite things to do, because when you get people into a room who are all interested and wanting to connect either with a loved one or just with information that will give them clarity or remove blocks of energy, what happens is that collective energy or consciousness kind of has its own energy. And what I have found is that these small group environments are very, very supportive. There's a lot of energy that comes through. And most of the people who are in attendance get something from listening to the other people who are in attendance receiving their reading. And so I have found that most of my clients who are not in need of a specific one-on-one, longer, maybe more detailed reading, will come and attend one of these group sessions, and they find it dynamic and fun. And I love doing them. It's just got this, it's hard to explain. It's almost like, I want to say almost a sizzle. There's another energy, another level of energy and frequency that's just exciting and compelling. And very moving. I know that there was one person in particular, Garrett. I know you know who I'm speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
There was a gentleman there who was older, who had had a loss almost 50 years ago, and he asked if I would connect with his departed loved one, and I was able to get in touch with this person and convey some information to this gentleman, and he burst into tears, and he spoke to me privately later, and he said that, first of all, he had no idea that there was still so much emotionality attached to this person, and that he really had missed him so much in his life that to get this connection was an incredibly moving and healing experience for him. One of the questions he had was whether or not the person who had passed away was grateful or how he felt about what this gentleman had done for him in his honor. He had started a scholarship in his honor. And to get the message that he received about the fact that this gentleman was really, really happy that this man had done this scholarship in his name, it just was moving, and it was a sense of relief and clarity and closure for the client. And it was very moving. Everyone in the room was kind of in awe of how healing these few moments were for him. And so as the person who gets to be part of that, this is why I do the work that I do. I love helping people. And if I can help somebody have some clarity and some peacefulness about something in their life, that's really what gives me the greatest joy about the work that I do. So all of that being said, yes, I'm starting to focus more on doing small groups. I try to limit them to 20 to 25 people. In some cases, I prefer that they're at 10 people. It just depends on the amount of time and the circumstances around the event. But I do bachelorette parties. I do small group readings. I do, of course, Halloween parties and other small events. So if you're having a gathering and you think, wow, I want to do something really unusual or different, and you think that your friends would enjoy something like that, I would love it if you would think of me, and I would love to be of service for you at your event. So, you know, send me an email, rebecca@iamrebecca.com, or give me a call, 650-622-2220, if you're interested in doing a small event like that. One of the great benefits is that the pricing on that is definitely more affordable for most of my clients. And so just letting you know that that's another reason that people like these groups. It's fun. It's like we can sit down, we can have a glass of wine, and, you know, really, really participate in this. It's fun.
Well, and the other big thing that I was so taken by, you know, I've seen you work with groups before, so that really was not new for me, Rebecca, but I thought what was really cool is there was an out-of-town guest that was in from Dallas, and before she left, she goes, I've got to get a hold of Rebecca, and I'm going to fly her out to Dallas to do one of these. So, you know, I guess, you know, have plane ticket, Rebecca will travel, but it's one of those things that, you know, I think that, you know, when you're doing the readings for people, they really do resonate with the fact that, you know, you're spot on. They might not like what you have to say, but you always tell them the truth, at least from, you know, what you're seeing. So I think that was really cool, and that really resonated with that lady from Dallas. But anyway, we've got a ton of callers. Should we jump in and see, you know, what we've got going on?
I would love to start, yes.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to start unusually with two questions out of the chat room. And the chat room sometimes tends to be a little neglected on the show. So tonight we're going to put a little spotlight on it. But again, everybody I've pre-screened, we're going to get to as many of you as we possibly can. And I still have a bunch of you I haven't said hello to yet. So if you haven't been pre-screened, don't give up. Hang tight. We're going to get to you if we can. But our first question comes from Aniva, and her question is around love. And she wants to know if Bob will reconcile with her and contact her soon. They've had a fight, and she would like to get things patched up.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, I want to acknowledge that you're in a lot of stress about this, but at the same time, I also want to say that it's kind of been overdue. You've needed a little bit of break to get some perspective on this. I do feel like you guys have a very compatible relationship, and that for the most part, you know, everything works fairly well. That being said, I also feel like there are times when he has made up his mind about something and there's nothing you can do about it. And I know that this is the part for you where you're feeling like, okay, wait, maybe I need to kind of sit back and look at this a little bit better. And having this break has given you time for that. I also know that having some time away from him has given you an opportunity to see his good qualities again. Because sometimes when we're with somebody for a while, we, you know, we get annoyed and we're kind of feeling irritated, and we forget to see the really good qualities that our partner has. And so in this case, my impression is that you have really stepped back and appreciated the good qualities that he has. So what I want to say is, you know, get really clear about how you want to move forward in this relationship. And the reason I say that is there's a feeling of you not spending enough time honoring yourself and what you want. And in that way, it's not that the relationship itself is out of balance. It's that because you give so much to the relationship and don't necessarily give yourself enough, at times you feel out of balance because you're not nurturing yourself. So I want to very strongly suggest that you spend 30 minutes a day doing something that's just for you, whether it's taking a bath or reading a book or going for a walk. But something that's just for you, where you're giving yourself energy and you're not giving it to anybody else, okay? And my impression is that moving forward in the relationship, you will feel better. I also feel like both of you will have more of an appreciation for each other because he will see that he doesn't get 100% of your attention, that you care enough about yourself to give yourself attention, but also you will feel better in the relationship because you will feel more grounded and centered in taking that time for yourself, okay? So the other thing that I'm getting is, yes, I do see that the two of you will reconcile. I feel like the connection is slightly different moving forward, and I feel like there may be a little bit of tentative energy as you make the agreement to move forward and be together, but my impression is that as the two of you are more brave about communicating about what your needs really are, I feel like there will be a connection that is actually deeper than what you've experienced previously. And part of it, again, is because you're being more honest with yourself. And in being more honest with yourself, you're able to be more honest with him. There's also one more thing, and that is coming to this place of acceptance of knowing who he is, that you don't have to change him, and that he doesn't have to change the way he shows up in the relationship. If you're showing up for yourself, then some of the needs that you're thinking you need from him, you're fulfilling yourself. Okay? So I just feel like moving forward, there's a wholeness about who you are that's going to happen because of this little break that you've had in the relationship. But it's about coming back to making yourself whole and complete in or out of the relationship just because you yourself are whole and complete. Okay? So, you know, keep us posted. Let us know how things are going. And thanks for the question today.
There we go. And our next question comes from Scott. And Scott would like to know about a new business endeavor that he is embarking on.
Excuse me. Sorry. Okay. All right. So, Scott, you know, you're really smart. And I'm going to have to say, forgive me for one moment. Let me take another little drink of water here. Okay. So you're very smart. You're very meticulous. You do all of your research. You have all of your ducks in a row. And my impression is that there are two other parties involved in this. And that the unknown right now is, you know, you've got some, you've done the background on who they are, what their track records are. And I have to say that my impression is that you are much more open than either one of them. So, you know, let me see if I can get a little bit more clarity about both of them. You know, is it possible for you to give either initials or first names of those other parties? And while Garrett's waiting for that, I'll kind of check in a little bit more. You know exactly what it is you're doing. You know, you've been patient. Continue to be patient. This really is unfolding exactly as it's supposed to unfold. And it's interesting because I do hear the month of July as far as movement, and I know that we've just started July. So I feel like you've really gotten a lot of things lined up with this. I feel like what you can do moving forward, you are doing, and that there is momentum that's coming behind you that will continue to grow and build. The other two parties that are involved with this, my impression is that they
Rebecca,
will...
Here's their names, yeah. Philip and Tony.
Okay. So my impression is that their involvement right now is minimal. And what I want to say about that is it feels like either you haven't completely trusted them to come in or the feeling is that they have not been able to make 100% commitment to this yet. So there is that energy of you are carrying it right now and that these two parties will be coming on board, but that it's not the level of commitment, the level of energy around this is that their investment at this moment is less than yours. Now, that being said, I feel like Tony thinks very much like you do, so you guys are definitely on the same page. I feel like Philip is, he brings a different energy, and it's kind of like you guys are the money, the business, the logical, lining everything up, making sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And I feel like Philip has more to do with the creative part and, you know, getting out and talking to people and getting them inspired and getting them motivated. So I feel like this is a good balance. You have the ability to see both sides of this, and you're also very intuitive. I want to say Tony is also very intuitive. I feel like Philip is... oh, gosh, he gets so excited. It's like he trusts everybody. So, you know, I want to say that as far as the discernment, you and Tony have higher levels of that, okay? So what I want to say is that I see very good things with this moving forward. Be patient with allowing it to unfold in the way that it unfolds and trust that that's for the highest good. I see the number two as being significant around this unfolding. My impression is that it could be February, that feels most appropriate. I don't think it's 2 years. 2 months feels too soon. So be patient. Keep moving forward with this. one step at a time. Absolutely trust your intuition, even if other people are telling you not to. You and Tony are in a good synchronicity about what feels right and what doesn't. So trust yourself. I feel like this is going to be very good, and it's going to be a logical growth pattern. So I want to say that 2 to 3 years from now, you're going to see that there's been consistent growth. And what I'm getting is that in that 3 to 5 year period, you will finally get to where you want to be. So just keep doing what you're doing. It's all moving forward beautifully, albeit slower than you want it to, but in divine timing, not only for your highest good, but for the highest good of all. So you're right where you're supposed to be with this, okay? So I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for the question today, and keep us posted.
Thanks, Scott, for the question. And now let's get to some, not that the other callers aren't live, but you know, callers we're going to actually talk to. And our first caller is coming from Cheyenne, and Cheyenne is calling about finances tonight. Cheyenne, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. How you doing?
Hi, Cheyenne. I'm doing really well. Thank you so much. You know, I just want to jump in right now, and I want to tell you that, first of all, you're very good with money. You're very careful about money. You know, I see you doing the numbers and looking at everything, and I want to say that I get the impression that there's like an account or a set aside money that you've kind of been like holding on to that you don't want to let go of. And I want to say that it's okay if you need to use it, go ahead and use it. It will come back to you. But what I'm seeing is that there's a lot of frustration and a lot of stress for you right now. It's like, no, I only use it for emergencies. But it's like if you are, you know, being so frugal that you're uncomfortable, allow yourself to get back into the flow of using the money that's still left there. It's okay. It will come back. It's like the tide. You know, when we don't wake up in the morning and go to the beach to find out if the tide came in. We just trust that it's going to come in and it's going to go out. It's going to come in and it's going to go out. It's just energy. Money is also just energy, but we have such an emphasis on it in our society and in our culture, you know, actually the culture of the human race. We have put such an emphasis on it as being so important, and the reality is it's just energy. There are other ways of exchanging energy that work very well, like the bartering system. And so if you can come to allow that energy, that money is just another form of energy, and that you will get the energy back, and trust that it will come back, you'll see that everything will move through appropriately, okay? So this is a temporary thing. It's as if you take the money out or a portion of it, you use it, and, you know, the things that you need to do with it work out, and then later something else shows up for you that you didn't expect, and you're able to put that back again. And I feel like it's not going to be longer than 6 months. It may be shorter than that. So this is a temporary thing. Okay, I know that it's not comfortable for you. You basically have set aside a limit on how low you want your finances to get. But I just feel so strongly for you that you've got to take some of the stress off. Okay, so it's okay for you to use that money. It's going to come back. It really will. I say this from my own experience. You know, it's like, okay, I really need to go and do this. I don't want to spend the money, but, well, you know, I still have $10 in my checking account, so I'm okay if I spend it. And it's so interesting because, you know, maybe I've got $100 in that checking account and there's a bill that I want to pay, or maybe I you know, there's a fruit at the farmer's market that I've been waiting to go on sale, and there it is. And I'm thinking, do I take this money out of the account or do I just hold on to it? And what I have found time and time again is that if I'm willing to take the money out and use it and put that energy out into the ring, if you will, you know, allow the tide to go out, something always shows up that either replenishes or gives me even more than the money that I had to put out there. So if you can look at money as energy that flows in and out, first of all, and then if you can look at it as allowing money to go out so that it can come back in, almost like an investment with the universe. You invest with the universe, and you allow that the universe is going to invest in you. There is that flow, okay? So it's really about you getting comfortable with that and not being afraid, not letting yourself go into fear about money.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for the call, and take good care.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Cheyenne. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Cheyenne.
And our next caller is a new call, or new caller. Ashel is calling about, and I know I just screwed up your name. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
Ashel, and you're calling about love tonight. Ashel, there we go.
Yeah.
You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Ashel. I'm doing great. All right, so let's see here. Okay, so I get a lot of frustration for you. And, So, you know, I want to say that I see somebody that I feel like you've already been in relationship with, and this is somebody that you kind of tried everything that you can to make this work, and it's not working. My impression is that you may already be out of relationship with this person. And so what I want to say to you is that you can't change somebody. There is a little bit of a disconnect between the two of you. And I want to say that part of this is just stubbornness. Both of you are very headstrong. And I want to say part of this is that she doesn't understand your intention behind things. So when you make a decision to do something and you're doing it out of love and caring and concern, that's not how it's being received. It's being received as you're doing this because this is the way you want to do it, not because you're thinking about how it affects me. And so you guys have kind of gone round and round about this. So it's really frustrating. Again, I get that there's this overall sense of frustration. So, you know, what I want to suggest to you is to maybe just take some time to step back a little bit. I feel like there's a lot of loss for you with this relationship. And I feel like there were a lot of hopes and dreams that this was your forever relationship. So I want to acknowledge that first. I want to very strongly encourage you to allow yourself to process this loss, allow yourself to mourn this loss, and then you can kind of come back to a place of knowing how to move forward, whether it's trying with her, with this person again, or if it is allowing yourself to meet somebody new. So, you know, I want to say be kind to yourself. You know, there's a lot of disappointment. Does this all make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense because we're like friends. We're good friends. You know, it's like we get along so well. And so that's what I'm trying to figure out, if things going to move to the next level. It's been like, what, 5 months? Or I should, you know, if somebody else is coming to the picture. I mean, I don't mind if I just have a good friend because the connection that we have, it's like, it's very unusual. It's not like something I experienced before.
Well, you know, again, I want to say, though, I want to acknowledge that this has been, there's a loss that I'm feeling. I feel the sadness that you feel that this isn't working. Or, you know, and I will say that, you know, I like you have acceptance about it being what it is, but I still feel the sense of loss. And so I really want to encourage you to spend some time just taking care of yourself, maybe being a little bit introspective, allowing yourself to mourn that this isn't exactly what you were hoping it would be, even though you're in acceptance of it. When you're able to do that, then you can be open to somebody else showing up. But it feels like it's as if you're walking away, but you're still turning back and looking at it. And so when you are able to say, you know what, I'm okay with this, and you're able to turn and look forward and be open to receiving someone again, that's when you will meet someone again.
Yeah, because the thing is, I tried to, like, end that relationship, like, twice, but literally, I'm really to go, but just, like, you get back together again, you know, and things get even stronger than before. But I was trying to understand what's going on here, you know, because I tried twice in a row. I tried to walk away, but always get back.
So let's talk about what the incongruities are, so the things that are not working. So the first thing is both of you are very stubborn. You both like things your way. And that doesn't mean that both of you are, like, speaking out and being, like, you know, yelling at each other about it, but you both like your way, your own way. I also feel like you both have your own traditions, and that also causes some issues. So there's a couple things you can do. If you want to try to make this relationship work, there are, I want to recommend a couple of books to you that may be helpful. One of them is called The 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman. And the other book is Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And it talks about some of the differences in the way that men and women respond to situations and how they deal with their emotions. And both of those books are very helpful. The Five Love Languages especially, because it helps you determine how you give and receive love, how each of you in the couple gives and receives love, so that the way that you're communicating with each other is in such a way that the other person feels loved. Now, I'm not discounting that both of you feel loved by the other. But again, you know, one of you can drive the car at a time, but both of you cannot drive the car at the same time. And that's my impression about what's happening.
Well, so, I'm ready to move on. If somebody has comes along the way, you know, I'm ready for love. You know, I'm not going to keep their way.
Okay, so if you are ready to move on, then what I want to suggest to you is that you release the loss. Let yourself be emotional and feel the feelings of loss in this situation. A lot of times I recommend writing a letter to the person. You're not going to send it. It's just a letter directed at that person where you can say anything and everything that you've wanted to say, but were not able to do so. And so what you do is you allow your emotions to come out on the page with whatever you write. And then if you have a fireplace, you can burn it or you can take it outside and tear it up and throw it away. But give yourself the opportunity to release this energy because, you know, as we started this call, the overriding energy is frustration for you and loss. And until you're able to let go of the frustration and the loss, your heart is not open for someone else to come in and be in relationship with you.
Okay. So should I keep the friendship or should I just end the friendship as well?
Well, that's tricky. If you can be friends without it going back into the love part, you can be friends.
Okay.
If you keep, you know, you've mentioned that you keep slipping into this pattern, so it's up to you to change the pattern.
Okay.
If you can't change the pattern, then you have to just terminate the relationship completely.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call today. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. And our next call is coming from Alan, and Alan is looking for a general reading tonight. Alan, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Alan. I'm doing great. All right. Well, let's see what's going on here. Okay. So, you know, I just kind of feel like there's a sense of, okay, what do I do next? So it kind of feels like for you, there's been a lot of frustration. I feel like you've been doing a lot of things for a lot of people around you, and you're kind of burned out. So that's the first impression I have. The next impression that I have is that some of this is finally coming to an end. And so you've spent so much time and invested so much of your energy in helping those around you that now that you have time to do something for you, you don't even know what to do right now. Okay?
Right.
So the first thing that I want to say is, you need to relax. I feel like there's anxiety for you, like, okay, I don't know what to do with myself. So there's almost like this running on a treadmill kind of anxiety. And so what I want to suggest to you is if you do meditation, really take some time and do some good meditation to get yourself out of that anxious thought cycle, okay? You know, meditation is about allowing the thoughts and not having any attachment to them. It's not about being thoughtless. Some people think that it's like, okay, my mind is blank, that's meditation. Meditation is about allowing the thought to come through without attachment. So you allow it and it just keeps going and you're able to stay detached from everything while feeling centered and grounded. So that's what meditation is for. Okay, you could be running, and you know they talk about the runner's high, and the thing is that you're detached from everything, and you just feel good. Meditation is about that peacefulness, being the overriding feeling, and not having any emotional attachment to anything as it comes and goes. Okay, so give yourself permission to either go someplace. If you're close to a beach, go to the beach. Allow the waves and the sounds to kind of let you go someplace else, so that you're not constantly thinking about what do I do next. And, you know, I also get that there's some losses involved with some of these changes that have happened recently in your life. You know, I want to give you time. I want to suggest that you give yourself time to mourn. And, you know, it's about allowing yourself to be replenished in your heart, because I just feel like you're depleted. I mean, honestly, I feel like I just want to give you a hug because I feel like you just need a hug. Like, people have not been giving and showing up for you. You've been showing up for everybody else. So in addition to doing some meditation or, you know, if you can get someplace where you feel peaceful, I really want to strongly suggest that you call one or more trusted friends and hang out with them in whatever way feels nurturing for you. Because it's about you coming back to yourself.
Okay.
Okay? So those things being said, I want to check in on your work situation. I feel like you've been at a crossroads about this. Does that make sense, about your work situation?
Yes, it has.
Okay. So, you know, if you're considering another field, I just feel like you're in burnout. I guess that's the best way I can put this. I feel like you're in burnout. And if you can take a break from it, I feel like it's something you're really good at and you actually have a passion for, but you're completely burned out. So if you can take a break from it, that would be beneficial. And you might be able to get energy back enough that you can go back and do it, but with better boundaries so that you are not either working a ton of overtime or getting to a place of burnout. And if you're feeling like, okay, I'm already done, then look at what you love to do. You know, what is it that you love to do that brings you joy, that if you have to deal with the worst parts of that career, you still want to get up and go do it? And allow yourself to think about that. I know that you are very warm and a wonderful caretaker. But I also feel like you give so much of yourself that you deplete your own energy. Okay, does this all make sense?
Right. Yes, it does.
Okay. I really want to see you take care of yourself. And I want to see you give yourself permission to do what you love to do, whatever that is. I really want you to take the time to go after what it is you want. Because my impression is that you do something that you really like, and it's kind of like it's an easy way to get into the industry and make some money. But I also feel like other people were telling you, though, this is a good thing to do. And that it wasn't necessarily your dream. So give yourself permission to go after your dream. You know, I tell people, they're like, oh, but I'm too old, and I'm too this, and I'm too that. And I'm like, you know what? If you aren't dead, it's not too late. Okay?
Okay.
Really, truly. Really, truly. Okay? So, all right. Homework assignment. Go out and have some fun.
Okay.
Do some meditation.
Thank you.
Get grounded. Take care of yourself, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for the
call,
Alan.
For
You're
the
welcome.
Call.
Take good care.
And our next call comes from Sharon, and Sharon is asking about work. Sharon, you're live with Rebecca.
Okay. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Okay. I'm pretty good, thanks. All right, let's see here.
Is it coming?
You know what? It is coming. It's like, I have to say that I know that the silence is driving you crazy. So let me look at why this is happening, because honestly, I felt like things would be moving for you by now. I will tell you that I know that you have relaxed, and I want to say I'm proud of you.
I am.
Because at the last time I spoke to you, I was like, okay, you got to let go. You got to open up the hand. You're squeezing the paper in your hand and nobody can take it out of there or it's going to tear. And so I feel like, okay, now you've relaxed and you're more in the flow and the hand is open. And so I really, really am so proud of you that you shifted your energy around.
That's because I have thick skin now. I can't explain it. I know. I'm just like, you know, whatever. Just do what you got to do. You know what I mean? I know. But go on. I know. You're right about that.
Okay. Well, and the other thing is that I feel like you feel more empowered now. There's definitely a shift here. And it's kind of like, I'm going to choose what I want. And I love that. I love seeing that change in you. So I want to say, I still feel like it's going to be soon. Did I say July?
You said May last time. You said May.
I said
but, you know,
May.
I get little contract jobs. I take them because it's great. It's good money. But I'm looking.
You know, that's
you see July, you said? Go on. Sorry.
We're in July.
Sorry.
No, mm-hmm. That's okay. You're allowed to talk. This is an interactive show. I'm hearing July now. So the thing is that there's nothing wrong with taking the contract. especially if you're getting you from point A to point B. But if you really want something different, then you've got to shift the intention on that. The other thing that you can do, yeah, that's good. I love it. I mean, like I'm saying, your energy is very different today, and I'm so proud of you. So you have come a long way, okay? So let me say this to everybody. I've been talking to Sharon for a few months now about her work situation. And Sharon is somebody who's very meticulous and detail-oriented and expects to give 1,000% of herself to everything she does. So she's been trying really hard to find the right opportunity for her moving her career forward. And she's been holding on so tight, nothing's been able to move. And so now we have somebody who, just in the course of talking to you, you've made these subtle changes, and now you're somebody where I'm like, wow, this is a really empowered person. I want to hire her. That's the energy that you have now, that you're going to walk in and you're going to pick and choose what feels right for you. That is a very different person than somebody walking in going, oh, please, I hope they pick me. So you have done an amazing job. You've done an absolutely amazing job, and it is coming. It is coming. It is right in front of you. So, I'm hearing July. I feel like this is going to be the opportunity that you're looking for. I will say that it's very possible that they will propose a contract to you and that you will come back to them and say, look, I'm willing to do a contract, but then I want to negotiate a full-time position.
I know what you mean, yeah, because you still get benefits when you contract. No, I do understand. I know.
Yep.
I have two really good recruiters. They just don't have anything right now. Yeah.
Right, but
go
they
on.
Will. The right opportunity is being made for you. So this is the other thing, and this is something else that I want everybody else to pay attention to. Sometimes the opportunity that you need is waiting for your shift in energy. So the job that you're looking for, the opportunity you're looking for, might not be available right now. Because if it had been available before, you wouldn't have been available to fill it. So everything is in alignment for the highest good. So the company is getting prepared to have this perfect position for you just as you're getting prepared to fill that position. That's the way divine order works.
Okay. And you've got July.
I got July. I'm getting chills on it. I am so proud of you. If I could jump up and down in here without making too much of a racket, I would be jumping up and down right now because I'm so proud of you.
You are my favorite, Rebecca. You're so nice. Your readings, you just are.
Thank you. That's so nice.
Any other last words for thought? I'll let you get your other readers. I will, because I know you always have a big cue.
I know you can't see me, but I'm just grinning from ear to ear. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. Keep putting out that energy about what it is you want and allowing and trusting that the universe is bringing it to you. You're doing the work. You are doing this, and it's going to happen. And I'm proud of you. I hope that you're proud of yourself.
Thanks, Rebecca. Listen, thanks for taking my call, Garrett.
Thanks, Sharon. Good luck to you. Keep us posted.
Thank you so much. Take good care, Sharon.
There we go. And our next caller is going to be Sandra, and Sandra's calling about love. Sandra, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Sandra. Okay, so let's see what's going on here. All right, well, I have to tell you right off the bat that I know that you love romance. And who doesn't,
right?
I do. Okay, so let's see here. All right, so, I mean, I get that you kind of have been disappointed lately. I also feel like there's somebody in front of you. So is there somebody that you either just recently broke up with or somebody who's kind of been there, but the relationship's not really what you want? Because energetically, it feels like there's somebody who's still kind of there, but it's not what you want.
Neither. I haven't been with anybody in years.
Okay. So what's the first name of the last person you were involved with or the one that you still think about? Because this energy is so prevalent.
I don't really think about anybody, to be honest.
Okay, then who was the last relationship? Because energetically, you're still thinking about the disappointments from this other relationship.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep going. So it's kind of like, what I see is that you love the idea of romance, that you really love the courtship, and that as what's happened in the past for you is that the more that you get to know somebody and the more that you start to really give your heart and start giving of yourself and really showing up, it's like you start to see some of the not-so-desirable traits in that person, and that there have been really huge disappointments for you, and that it, you know, like, it's, and I'm using this part as an example, like, okay, well, you used to bring me flowers sometimes, and you used to take me out to dinner, and now we just sit at home and watch a movie, and you don't bring me flowers anymore, and you never take me out. So it's that kind of energy around the disappointment that you've experienced. And so it's almost like, I know that you were excited and anticipating and wanting the romance part, but there's a lot of trepidation about really getting into a relationship. So you have to decide if you're ready to let that go, let the old disappointments go, so that you can be open to receiving somebody who can really show up for you in the way that you want. That the fear is, can somebody really show up for me the way that I want them and need them to? And the answer is yes. But you have to trust that it's possible.
Well, I thought I had done a lot of work around that, so I'm kind of surprised to hear, you know, what you're saying to me. But, I mean, I guess I'll go back and do more work around it.
Well, so let me give you the next level of this. And I have to say, trust me, I understand completely how you feel, because I myself, when I'm doing my own work on stuff, it's the same thing for me. It's like, oh, I can't believe this issue's coming up again. I thought I'd work through that. And, you know, they talk about the onion where you do a layer and then you come back and you do it again and you do the next layer, you do mm-hmm. the next layer, and that we're constantly evolving as we're getting into acceptance and processing of all of those layers. So what I want to say is, beyond all of that, beyond the disappointment, beyond the loving romance and that part of it, I want to say that I really want to encourage you to be in love with yourself and in love with your own life. Because when you shift your love, because it's like you're always looking outward, like you want to give to others. And I want to say that it's okay for you to give some of that loving energy to yourself, and that it's okay for you to really wait until you get exactly what it is you want. You are worth it. You are enough. You are very lovable and completely, not just, okay, if I give to them, if I do these things, they will love me. No, you are lovable right now just the way you are. And I want to say that there's a little bit of, you know, there's a little bit of that energy that I feel like is keeping you from really being able to allow that energy in, that you, you know, don't accept less than what you want.
No, that's why I think I've been single as long as I have, because I'm not willing to accept anything less than what I'm looking for. So, but I'll keep healing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing is that, so with all of these things being said, I want to say that I see you in a serious relationship by 2017. And so what I mean by that, and I know I have some people who go, oh, I can't believe it's going to be that long. But I'm saying I'm seeing you in that serious relationship and potentially even getting married by 2018. So, that's not very long, you know, as far as dating somebody and deciding whether or not this is a committed relationship and then moving into that very serious type of relationship, that's 18 months. So I feel like as we move through the summer, you'll be meeting some people that feel much more appropriate for you, that it's kind of like, okay, this is what I've been waiting for. It's almost like the universe is waiting to say, hey, we want an order so that we can give her what she's asking for. And so when you set that intention, that here are all the qualities that I want in that perfect partner, and be detailed, be very detailed.
Oh, I have.
Do you? Yeah, okay, no, that's good.
Yeah,
I
pretty much set the order. I don't want to keep asking, you know.
Well, that's okay. So Sandra, pull the list out again. If you haven't done it in a while, pull it out again and make sure you have everything on there. Make, you know, ask yourself, is there anything else you need to add to this list? And then put it away and forget about it. Or maybe you want to do a new one if it's been more than a few months since you've done one.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to say that this person is coming. And the other thing that I want to say to you is, would you rather be spending your time and investing your energy in relationships that ultimately won't work, or would you rather spend that time and energy investing in yourself so that when that person shows up, you're both ready for each other instead of wasting the investment of energy on
someone? Oh, of course,
and
myself. But I'm not somebody who just dates somebody just to fill the time.
No.
I spend a lot of time on my own, and And I do spend a lot of time loving myself. And
good.
So to me, I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, at
okay.
this point.
Okay, wonderful. That's wonderful. All right. So let me go back to, I see you in a serious relationship in 2017. And again, I was starting to mention that there are some people who will be showing up for you through the summer. I feel like there are some other things happening in your life that will come to completion by the end of the year. And that there's a lot of excitement for you coming into next year. I feel just a lot of excitement for you coming into 2016. So
that
it's
sounds
coming.
Good.
It is coming. Keep doing the great work you're doing. Okay?
Thank you. I'll
Thanks
keep it
for
up.
The call, Sandra. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you, Sandra.
Bye-bye.
And now we're going to jog right back into the chat room real quick for our last chat room question of the night. We still have some more calls we're going to get to tonight. So Gina has asked if, and this has to do with work, she says she's had some referrals that have found her off of a website for local makeup artists. And do you see more referrals coming her way either from the website or the ladies who have recently found her?
Okay. You know, I see some coming from both sources. The thing about the ladies is that once they get it, there's a couple more people that they have contact with, and those people actually, you know, one or two of those people are going to be the ones that actually really get you the clients. So it's coming. It's definitely coming. I feel like things will start building very slowly over the next couple months. But I feel like as we get into the fall, like I want to say September, things are going to start to get very busy. So there will be, it's almost like you're going to have a couple things here and there, and then you're going to start to have a little bit more steady momentum. And then basically as we get into fall, it's going to be almost as busy as you want it to be. So it is coming, and these are good sources for you.
There we go. Cool.
Okay.
So
yeah, thanks
now.
For the question.
Let's get to Jennifer. Jennifer's been waiting a long time, and she's asking about work tonight. Jennifer, thanks for waiting. You are live with Rebecca.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, sure. Okay, Jennifer, let me see here. Okay, so a couple of questions. Are you doing something right now with work, or are you in school?
I just ended a temporary assignment.
Okay. Okay, so are you thinking about going back to school? Because
no.
Okay.
I recently finished up a program in December.
Okay, good. So the thing is that I see a lot of thoughtfulness for you, and it reminds me of somebody who's writing or somebody who is studying. And so I also feel like there's a very creative part of your personality, but you also like things orderly. And so it's kind of like you have to find something that marries both of those things together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's see here. Okay, I mean, I could see you teaching. I could see you coordinating things like on a film set or a stage crew type thing. So you're somebody who is a really good leader. You give very clear, concise direction. But you're also very supportive of the people that you are encouraging to do the work. And so you just have this really great balance of being a great leader. If you wanted to be a manager, you know, these are just skills that you have and the personality that you have. You're also very logical. You tend to be sensitive and to have a great awareness, but you're not somebody who reacts in situations. You're very thoughtful and you're very meticulous about making sure you have all of the details before you make a decision. So, again, management, teaching, coordinating, you know, I was talking about either film or stage. You could also do event planning. These are all things that you would be very, very good at. So it's kind of like, well, what would you like to be when you grow up? Because the sky's really the limit for you.
Okay.
Okay?
That's good.
So what I want to suggest is, spend a few minutes to really allow yourself to think about what it is you'd like to be doing. And once you get clear on that, give yourself permission to be whatever you want. You know, as I said to Alan earlier, I said, you know, I think it was Alan, if you're not dead, it's not too late, and you're really young. So let yourself really dream about what it is you'd like to be doing. You know, do whatever that is that brings you joy. And I feel like once you make the decision, things are going to move very quickly for you.
Okay. Good.
So the other thing that I'm getting is by February, I feel like you'll be working in the job that you're really wanting to be in.
Okay.
So, as far, you know, are you looking for something right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hang on just one second. So the best possibility for you right now would be like a project or either contract or, you know, or something. It may even be like a part-time thing. But I see you doing something temporarily for a few months. But I don't think
okay.
I feel like the right opportunity is coming in February.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And it may even be piecemeal. You might even be helping somebody run their own business. But I'm feeling, and I'm hearing that November, things are going to be very busy for you the last couple of months of the year. And then, like I said, February, I feel like you'll be where you want to be and moving forward and very busy.
Good. Is that something that you see that I find here where I'm at currently or, like, moving?
I do see you moving. But it's a move that you want. And it's... Here. I mean, I feel like you're excited about this. It's a good move. And it may not
sorry,
be
we said that connection.
So you may end up waiting for a little while before the move to happen. But I do see the move, and it's good, and you're excited about it.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Right on.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Jennifer, you got
thanks.
Good things coming to you. Keep us posted.
Thanks. Okay, well.
There we go. And we got about 4 minutes left in the show. So real quick, we're going to get to Keisha. She's got a question about love. And if we have time, we're going to sneak in Jackie. So Keisha, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Hi. I would just like to know when or do you see anybody new coming into my life soon?
Okay. All right, Keisha. Okay, well, I mean, I get that you're a flirt, so I want to say yes. But I also feel like there's still energy surrounding your last relationship. I don't know if this is somebody that you're still seeing off and on. But you have to decide whether or not you want to keep looking back. Because energetically what I see is it's like you're kind of flirting with somebody new, but you keep looking back to see if this person is still back there. So you have to decide whether or not you want to let go of that person so that you really can have someone new in your life. Or if you want to try to see what could happen with that relationship. I feel like this last person was not ready. And so you have to decide if you're willing to wait or if you want to get on with things in your own life.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So it's up to you. It's kind of very much up to you right now how you want to move forward with this.
Someone new? Do you see someone new coming in? Okay. I hear you. I hear what you're saying,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, you gotta. Okay. If you want someone new, you gotta let go of the old.
Right. Okay. Thank you so
all
much.
Thanks, Keisha.
All right.
Have a great
God
night.
God bless you. Bye.
Thank you so much for your call. And then our last call of the night, Jackie. You are now live with Rebecca. We got to make it quick, so go ahead.
Hi, I'm wondering about my love life.
Okay. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, you know, I mean, I get that there's energy around you, and I feel like this is somebody that you're very comfortable with. And I'm not even sure that you know this person is interested, but it feels like there's somebody around you who is interested that's been very, very comfortable. And I feel like you really want something more. Like you want somebody who you've really got chemistry with. So, you know, what I want to say is you have to get into that place where you really know in your heart that you are worth having everything that you want, that it's okay for you to wait and hold out for somebody that you have compatibility with and that you have chemistry with and that you have good communication with. Because I get that there's been this person by your side that you're compatible with and you have communication, but there's no chemistry. So hold
right.
out that space. You are worth having that. You deserve it. That person is out there. And it's up to you if you want to choose what's comfortable, but I feel like you want more. So give yourself the opportunity to look for that. It will show up. And I feel like once you have really made that decision, you will do that with, like, laser focus, and I feel like it will not take long. I want to say 6 to 8 months before that person shows up for you. That's not a long time. So
give yourself permission. You can do this. That person is going to show up for you pretty quickly.
There we go.
Great.
Jackie, there you
go.
Thank
you so much.
Thanks for your call. Thanks for being patient and waiting. Everybody else, if you would like to schedule time with Rebecca, go to her website, iamrebecca.com. We had Jazz Tennis, and I just probably screwed up your screen name here, Jazz, but Jazz had commented how great Rebecca's site looked. She's done a fantastic job of organizing her website. Go to iamrebecca.com, go to amazon.com, and buy her ebook, The List. And we will see you live on Friday with DJ David B for 2 hours of the Friday Night Dance Party kicking off your 4th of July weekend. It's been a pleasure having you here. Follow the show. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.
Thanks, everybody.